spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show. Number 3.
Brnovich sues Biden.
All right, so our attorney general is suing the president of the United States. And it's all over. If you have a business of over 100 people, the president has said, get vaccinated. Your other choice is don't get vaccinated, but get tested. All right? So Brnovich says, nope, it's not going to fly here in Arizona.
Call it a preemptive strike against mandate rules yet to be written,
which could unnecessarily force people to get vaccines or force businesses to sign agreements with the federal government, which could jeopardize their ability to do business.
Mark Brnovich also says the mandate violates laws for personal choice in spite of a public health crisis and equal protection laws, as border crossers don't fall under the requirement.
It is estimated that nearly 2 million people are expected to cross the southern border. That's literally the size of Biden's home state of Delaware. They're coming from countries that have extremely high infection rates.
The Biden administration admits enforcement through OSHA is a workaround. Peter Seymour, KTAR News.
All right, so couple things. Personal choice. You have a personal choice whether to get the vaccine or get tested. Your office is going to say, go ahead and do that. So you do have a choice. What Brnovich is saying, it sounds like he's saying, is you don't have any choice. Yes, you do. Get the vaccine or you get tested. Second thing, border crossers.
Yeah, but Americans, or workers here, people, Americans, and they don't have a choice if they work for one of those companies. People are coming across the border, and there really is no, like, I mean.
No, I was getting to that. Yeah. And I hear what you're saying, but. Now he's basically making a political statement with the border crossers. I don't think that people should cross the border and not get a vaccine or a test. We should test them. I don't even think we should let them in the country. I've said that before, too. If you're sneaking in, I would like to turn you right back around. But what Brnovich is saying is, well, we're letting them in. Okay, we're not testing them. We're not vaccinating them. I get on board with that. I don't know why we're not doing that. But what does a border crosser have to do with a company of over 100 people? I don't understand that.
Well, what they're saying is, if you work for one of these companies, you don't have a choice. You've got to comply with this or you lose your gig. They're coming across here. We're not treating them the same. That's in his theory. And the other theory
it's
is...
It's a total political statement.
Well,
he's running
all
for
political
Senate.
Statements,
I know, but
God
he's running for Senate.
So
he's trying to get people to... He's putting a spotlight on what we're doing on the border, which is the wrong thing, and I agree with it. But that's the only reason he's saying this.
Well, and because you expect that from your AG, you're going to get pushback. He's on the other team. And trust me, if Trump was doing this and they were mandating something like this or whatever, you'd see, Democratic states would come out and say, oh, we're going to go against you because it's states' rights. This is politics and it sucks.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number 2.
Mesa debuts Ninja Camp.
By the way. Nunchucks, maybe? By the way, just to say this, what doesn't suck? Parkour.
So we've got four main parts to the summer, the fall camp. We do trampoline. So you see, we have this giant ledge you can jump off of into our big old Hollywood style airbag.
Which, by the way, super safe for everybody who's never done that.
Wait, I'm confused.
Well, hold on here. We're getting to that. So you can jump off the trampoline and land into the super giant, huge Hollywood type, thing that the stunt guy would jump off of.
We've got four Aussie bed trampolines and one gigantic Super Tramp over here in the corner.
Oh, I love Super Tramp. They were such a great band. Totally underappreciated.
Also, all of this perfectly awesome wooden stuff right here is for our parkour section of the summer camp.
That's what matters most. Parkour. If you don't know, you don't know what parkour really is.
I've heard of it. It's like you're jumping on all these different things and climbing up. And
so
you're basically like...
We got a building cross street, like two stories. Somebody would look at that and say, all right, I'm going to jump from here to here. I'd climb up like Spider-Man. Then I'm going to jump over there. Yeah. It's awesome. It should be in the Olympics.
Wait. So Mesa has a ninja camp.
Yes.
I thought they were going to teach kids how to count votes.
No, they're not.
Oh, is that not the way?
No.
Not that kind of a ninja?
How
to do a proper audit? That's not what they're teaching the kids?
What
did I miss here?
What they should be doing is teaching the kids how to count all the money that the ninjas got.
They're not teaching the kids how to search for bamboo?
No, they're not.
Wow, I really missed this
then.
Okay. No. It's an actual actual ninja camp.
Actual ninja camp.
Okay, all right. It's not cyber
ninja.
You need
to know that this place is awesome and your kids are going to have an incredible time learning cool tricks.
See, I think she was very excited. Let's listen to this again.
Parents need to know that this place is awesome.
Parents need to know that this place is awesome.
They're not teaching kids about the big lie. That's not what this is all about.
No.
This is an actual, we're going to teach you to be a ninja, not a cyber ninja. Okay, well, I understand now. All right,
they're
going to
teach you how to
one.
Elude the police in a cool way.
That's, I hope that's not what
like, they're teaching. If I'm a cop chasing one of those parkour kids start doing stuff, yeah. I'm just turning around and go, you know what?
Yeah. Why didn't you get your son Jack into the parkour stuff?
Because he said, hey, Dad, I got a great idea. I want to play the most expensive sport that doesn't include a race car or a horse.
And I want you to pay for it.
Yep. Yeah. You have no idea this past weekend what that cost me. Oh, my
Give me
Lord.
A figure.
By the way, we haven't got all of his stuff yet. Just for parts of his uniform.
$6,000.
Was over $1,000. Now we got to get his skates, which is going to run anywhere between $500 and $600.
Jack texted his me yesterday. Sticks, he's going to quit in about a week.
No, he's not. He is beyond. I'm worried he's going to knock his teeth out just so he can look Jeez. Like hockey players.
The All Arizona Daily Download, number one.
A taco pass is being tested in Arizona.
Who doesn't love this?
So you can get a taco a day for 30 days at one low price. Oh. It is being tested here in Arizona. The Taco Lover's Pass will cost you $5 to $10, depending on which Taco Bell location you go to. There are six tacos to choose from.
Six tacos to choose from. Now, here's the thing. I love Taco Bell.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I don't eat there very much. I don't, by the way, I don't get to the... I'm not like, hey, give me the, you know, can I have the
chalupa?
The chalupa yeah. or the, is it a sandwich or is it a taco? I don't care about it. I just like going there. I like their tacos and just getting away with it. I don't need a Dorito, Fiesta, you know, any of that stuff. But you got to do more, man. Like, right? Like the ultimate pasta pass.
For?
That was Olive Garden.
Yeah, what is that for? Like 30 days?
Yeah, they're like, hey, do you want diabetes in 30 days?
As much as
come
you
on over here to eat all the carbs you can have.
But this Taco Bell Taco Lovers yeah. Pass, once a day for 30 days, you're eating a taco.
Yeah.
So they're testing it in Arizona. Yeah.
It's like $5 to $10. And here's the other thing. It's, yeah. We're a test, so each state usually gets some sort of testing. They're testing this to see if it goes nationwide.
Biggest thing that happened in Tucson ever.
Did they have a Taco Bell?
This is the biggest thing that ever happened to Tucson.
I love it.
Their football team hasn't won in like 9 years. Yeah. Their basketball team is on probation.
They cheated and they couldn't even win when they cheated.
No. All right. So it's an all digital pass, $5 to $10 a month. Taco Bell, Tucson. Here's the thing. You're not putting Taco Bell in your body every day for 30 days.
Why not?
You blow up like a balloon, man.
You're getting a taco.
And if you're
a 22-year-old kid and you're active and you're doing parkour with the other kids,
okay.
You don't have to worry about it.
Well, if it's us, we're going to blow up like a balloon.
I was going to say, this is perfect for a high school student. If I had this when I was in high school, I would have ate there every day for $10.
Absolutely.
Or a college kid.
Yeah.
$5 to $10, you get to go eat there every day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, that is a smart thing to do, right?
You don't make any money on it, though.
Yeah, you do, because you're coming in. You're not going to come in and get a taco.
Oh, so you're going to
come in and get a taco and you're going to get a drink.
Yeah.
It's like ladies' night, right? Every ladies get drink for free, right? Why? Because they know guys are going to go, oh, man, I'm going to go in there and totally buy drinks and hang out, girls.
Never worked out, did it? Never worked out.
Arizona Daily Downloads brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical. The two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Everything's Award.
Coming up next is Light Rail headed to the West Valley.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
That is awful.
We're going to talk about it in the Gatos and Chad Show. Deborah, you ever take the light rail? I don't take it.
I have never taken it.
Deborah, have you ever wanted to sit somewhere that smells like an outhouse and also has somebody that's using drugs?
Yeah. Thank you, no.
Have you ever sat in urine? Because that's what that's sometimes.
Oh, God, no.
No, it's what it feels like. I'm telling you, it's a tough thing. Yeah. Is light rail headed to the West Valley? Can't wait to sit in urine. It's wonderful.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
Dude, I have such an epic story for you at 4 o'clock.
I can't wait.
It is a vaccine story with a woman who I saw walking her dog last night. This is the greatest story I've probably ever told in 20 years of KTAR.
Nicki Minaj told me a story once about a cousin.
No, don't go into the Nicki Minaj.
Whose Grundle disappeared because of it.
Because of the vaccine.
That's right. Hey, I just want to let everybody know, the Athleta presents Gold Over America Tour featuring the most decorated gymnast of all time, Simone Biles. Make it away to Gila River Arena September 22nd. Head to the contest page, KTR.com, for your chance to win tickets. It would be great if Harry Carey did gymnastics.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hi, everybody. She did a flippity-loo. That's crazy. She's probably a Cub fan.
Bouncing ball to Nama Nama Nama.
How do you say this name? Are these people from where? I'm not going to China. Why's China got the Winter Olympics?
All right, go to Kate. Before we start busting on light rail coming to the West Valley, because we're going to do that momentarily, KTAR.com, the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day. It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Arizona, which has legalized sports betting, has a fair share of the nation's 126% increase during the NFL's opening weekend. Got a lot of gamblers in Arizona. What are your thoughts on the sports betting in Arizona? I want to know what people think. A, I've already placed a bet. B, I may place a bet. C, I will not place a bet. And the number one answer, 68%, I will not be placing a bet.
And those 68% are also, they got poker face because they're lying.
Yeah, they're all placing bets. Who are you kidding? All right, you and I are in we argued last hour, didn't agree with anything each other said. I was right, you were wrong. This is how it kind of goes. This.
Right. Then I get a bunch of people going, oh, Chad, thanks so much, because he's nuts.
Yeah, exactly. right.
But we can all agree
on
this.
Can we agree on this one?
Yes, yes. Light rail is silly and awful.
Well, and it's moving to the West Valley. It's not bad enough that it was in downtown. It's not bad enough that it just crushed businesses for how many years? But, hey, let's expand it.
Yeah, they're going to expand it. So these, for every foot, it'll cost $28 quadrillion.
Yeah, exactly. It's not old technology, though.
It's not old
Please.
Technology. So, yeah, we're going to get, well, I'm not quite sure exactly what they're talking about doing in total. Because remember, $31 billion in funding rolled on in for back in what, mid-2000s, like 2015 or 16. And they were going to expand all kinds of things from light rail to bike lanes. Because, you know, you ever seen a grown man like ride a BMX bike and you think, you've made poor choices. You use a payphone, don't you? So now they're going to extend light rail.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
How much money?
Well, there we're not quite sure, because here's the thing. Remember, there was $153 million that was originally intended for the light rail development road project.
I'd actually rather see that money go to the audit that I hate.
I would rather them go, all right, here's the deal. The choice is we can build a choo-choo train that will carry hepatitis, or we can burn it. And I'll be like, probably should burn it. Yeah.
You know where the majority of urine is in Phoenix?
Light rail?
Inside of a light rail train.
It's just such a giant succubus of money, and it never, ever works out. And part of the reason, and you lived in, you lived on the East Coast, and, you go to New York, it's set up in a way where that's fine. So many, like when I lived in London, the rail and the tube, it's all set up in a way that is perfect. Places like here, we're spread out, Like when I lived in L.A., they had light rail everywhere, the blue line, the red line. You'd have to drive somewhere, then you'd have to take a taxi to something to get on a train to go somewhere, right. And your four-hour trip was 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's the cost, and nobody ever uses it, and ever uses it.
I was down, I went to some of the Suns playoff games, and I'm telling you, the light rail was not packed.
No.
When I saw it pass, and it's before the game, you'd think that thing is packed. Yeah, there were people on it, but it wasn't packed.
No,
because why? We like our cars here.
We're a car culture.
We have plenty of parking out here. It's very easy to park, I think, in Arizona. And maybe some of you disagree. Go to New York and you tell me what you think.
Go to LA.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. You can park anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's shut down so many businesses, man. So many businesses. You can't get anywhere near a business in certain places.
It's like you have nowhere to park. You got to park far away. And these are all mostly really small businesses. And so much of it's foot traffic. And you can't walk around. But it's a moneymaker for the politicians. Because they're saying, we're bringing jobs. Look at all these jobs. Well, they're jobs for what? They're temporary jobs where people are building. But it's good money. You'd be better off taking that money and just going, hey, the 20 of you that we're going to work on this for the next 2 years, here's a $4 million to split between the rest of you. Now get out of here.
Yeah. And I don't mean to make light of the homeless situation at all. But when it's hot, that's where they go to cool down.
Yeah.
That's not why you have light rail.
No.
That's not the reason to spend billions of dollars on light rail. It's not.
I'd rather see that money put in school.
Fine with me.
Right? You put that money in school, and you know what I tell everybody? Kids, if you study really hard, you won't have to ride on the light rail.
There you go.
Chad, that's not very nice.
Oh, I thought that was a good one. I actually like the idea.
I'm sure I'm going to get people, they're going to tweet at me and text at me and send me stuff and say, look, I take the light rail all the time. It's just not convenient, and it's gross.
It's old technology. Why not be a visionary? Why didn't Phoenix become a visionary?
Why don't we have a monorail?
That would be fun.
Disneyland, right? Oh boy, yeah. You go there,
yeah.
And what's happening on the monorail? They always talk of this is going to be the travel of the future. You're like, this looks like fun.
Yeah, we just put the monorail on the ground.
Well, they put it up in the air. Put it up like 2-3 stories.
Well, I know you could do that.
Drive around, like that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be neat? Like, how hard is that?
Well, it's headed to West Valley. They're tearing up streets. It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They got one lane. Instead of five lanes, they got one lane. Can't get in any businesses. Yeah, it's a great idea. And let's do it during a pandemic. That's awesome. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Hey, will your grocery bill continue to skyrocket for the rest of the year? It's nuts out there.
It is.
We'll talk about it in the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
I was taking a walk last night. Yeah, I know, exercise, I don't like it. But I got softball season coming up. I get the legs going. And I bumped into a woman who was walking her dog. And she brought something up about the vaccine to me.
Really?
I'm going to tell this story at 4:05. You are not going to believe what she said. You're going to be totally floored. I promise you, you've never...
In this day and age?
What I'm about to say at 4:05, you have never heard in your lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. So, stay tuned for that.
Inflation. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Kind of ugly inflation. Things are going up. There's a lot of reasons for it.
One of the biggest culprits here is meat prices. Beef prices are up 14% since last year. Pork prices up 12%, poultry prices up 6.6%, but it's also hitting other aisles of the grocery store. Fresh fruits up 5.2%. One area that is not seeing price increases are fresh vegetables. Those prices since last year are down 0.6%.
Because nobody eats vegetables.
Nobody wants to eat that crap.
Oh, wait, they do, because we don't want to be judged, apparently, by other people.
Give me a pork sandwich, man.
That's right. So
12% more.
Prices are going up. That's not a shock. Prices are going to continue to go up for a lot of reasons, fuel being one of them, the continuous, you know, fuel prices being up, the labor force shrinking. There's several different things that are out there that can make this go up, and it's not going away. They laughed it off at the beginning. Oh, inflation, you got to worry about that. Ha, 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 ha.
It all smooth out at the end.
Well, now they're talking about through early next year, and then we'll revisit it. Mm. As you know, and I know, my man. The economy, stupid. If the economy starts to go south, the reality is people start looking for, if you will, heads to roll.
Yeah, they're looking at the other party.
Yep, and the party in power right now is the Democrats.
Correct.
That could be a serious issue. It could be for them if they're worried. You've already got immigration not going well. Afghanistan was a debacle. You've got inflation here. You've got...
gas prices are so high.
Yeah, the coronavirus, gas... There's a lot of things where you're looking around and people are starting to look and go, you feel a little Jimmy Carter-esque.
Mm.
And you don't want that. Nice guy, don't ever want him as president again.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. Mm. He couldn't be president, people. I'm going to tell you this today. We lost a legend, an absolute legend in comedy today.
And in music news, number one on the college charts this summer was Better Than Ezra. And at number two, Ezra.
If you guys knew anything about Norm Macdonald, he was 61. He had cancer for almost a decade.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. Close friends had no idea that he was sick.
Saturday Night Live. The update desk.
Him getting fired from there is, if you've never seen it, by the way, he got fired essentially because he would not stop about O.J. Simpson.
Really?
Destroying O.J. He went after Cosby and everybody. Would not stop over and over again. He was one of those guys that was brilliant. But
Cancer killed him?
Cancer killed him. Our big boss here was walking by today, and we were talking about this, and he knew I did comedy for a long time, and I, you know, fortunate enough to see, not only see him, but be backstage with him, because he would show up in certain times, and, you know, when you're in L.A., it's popping, man. If you're a big star, you know, from Bill Burr to any of them, they just, hey, you know what, you may be on the list, but they're going to jump in front of you. He was what they call a comics comic, because he wanted to make comics laugh more than he wanted to make at times the audience
laugh. Well, if you can make a comedian laugh,
that's it.
That's the best joke you can have.
And if you guys want the funniest thing I've seen him do, he did a joke about the Crocodile Hunter when he was on Jon Stewart, when Jon Stewart had his show, and it was just after the Crocodile Hunter had died. And it was like he was telling, begging him, like Pablo saw that he's begging, Jon Stewart's begging him, please don't make me laugh at this. Please don't make me laugh at this. But it was the way that he did it, and the fact that he was so quiet about it. Again, he was born in Quebec. He was a Canadian. He was wry and dry in his humor, but he was brilliant. And where he went with jokes was like very few have ever had that. And he was, again, people that worked with him had no idea.
It's amazing. How do you hide cancer for 10 years? And here's the other question. Why would you want to hide it? That's got to be painful. You're not feeling well. Maybe you're on chemo. And maybe you still say, you know what, I'm going out to my friend's house, but I'm not going to let them know that I feel bad. I don't know how you do that. That's hard.
I don't know how he did. Well, I think he probably got worse over the last 16 months. And over those last 16 months or 18 months, you had a situation where COVID was going on.
Probably didn't leave the house much.
You could stay away from people.
Right.
You didn't have to leave the house. And so you could hide it better. But he was just, the guy was so funny. I was watching, and of course, my favorite, Turd Ferguson, when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And changed his name from Burt Reynolds to Turd Ferguson. Jeez. He was just a different character. And you hear the stories about him because he never did. He didn't really get a ton of on-air time when it came to being in the skits because he was the update guy. But he was a different class.
Mm. Did you see OAC in her dress yesterday?
I did. Tax the Rich.
So a white gown. She's wearing a beautiful white gown.
Brother Vitelli. Brothers Vitelli are the people. If you want to go there, they got things like $300 running shoes and $1,600 belts and $20,000 dresses.
So it's like a white gown, and then in red letters on the back of it, it says Tax the Rich.
Tax the Rich.
Who was she hanging out with last night?
The Rich. Not okay. Just the Rich.
In her defense, the dress was rented. So I
oh, there you go. In her defense.
I thought that she took some, like, you know, red spray paint.
No, it was a fashion piece.
In her defense, if you really want to make a statement, I don't think Bernie was there, right? You know, if you really want to make a statement, why don't you take somebody who is struggling and who's homeless? Oh, yeah, you're not. Because it's a fashion night. And if you don't know what the Met is, it is basically the most entitled people you could ever find all getting together.
They're all rich.
Agreed. It seemed so tone deaf yesterday.
There was one lady who's got this white. She looks straight out of a Tim Burton movie with this big white fondue hair, and she was wearing this white gown, and she had this long, like, these words of like something about women inequality, and she's like looking at the camera, and behind her are five women in black, like cocktail dresses, all wearing a mask with their head down, and you thought, talk about tone deaf, you guys. And many people are going, hey, New York City, de Blasio, you're at this thing. You're making my kid wear a mask all day, and you guys are all out partying all night.
Yeah.
I got an issue with that.
Yeah. And she wants to tax the rich, but how much was the plate last night?
$30, $30,000 for a ticket, $35,000 for some tickets, and $250,000 if you wanted a table. She's what I call a celebrity. She enjoys being a pop culture celebrity more than she enjoys being a politician.
I mean, she's always on video.
Always.
I skip it because I don't like her politics. But to wear that dress last night, where she wore it.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. Coming up next. $1,300. $1,300. Would you sit down? A company wants you to sit down and watch one thing for $1,300. But it may change you forever. Would you do it? We'll talk about it coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, coming up at 4:05, the most epic conversation I've ever had in my entire life happened last night. And it was over, it was with a woman who was walking her dog. I went for a walk. She was with her dog. And we had a somewhat of an incident slash conversation started by her about the vaccine. You aren't going to believe this conversation. And I can promise you, at 4:05, you'll never hear any. You'll never hear another story like this.
I can't wait.
Okay? All right. Apparently, we have two breaking stories about McDonald's. You're more of a Burger King guy. See, you bring the Burger King, the Whopper
like
the back.
I don't mind. Look, I like McDonald's. Not going to lie to you. I will go to a McDonald's.
All right.
But I do enjoy the Burger King. Well, part of it is because on the way home when from golf, Whopper Wednesday. Should bring back
you
that
had
tomorrow.
Whopper Wednesday here at the radio station. But Grimace, there's breaking news. You know the... The purple thing?
Yeah, we know what he is.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's manager who's been with the company for 10 years in Canada, revealing that the big purple character is a taste bud?
I don't know about that.
That thing is a taste bud?
It's what you look like after you eat McDonald's.
No!
You're grimacing.
Brian Bates telling the CBC over the weekend he's an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless, adding that the purpose of Grimace is to show the food tastes good. Grimace was first introduced back in 1972. McDonald's has kept Grimace's true identity pretty under wraps over the years, but it wasn't until 2014 that McDonald's itself alluded to Grimace's true identity, tweeting, Grimace lore says he is the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud.
Just thought he was a blob.
All I know is the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I heard that once, and I heard that to be true. He said, I like McDonald's. In fact, I might get a McDonald's. If it wasn't for the fact that I have a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
This is my dinner tonight with some Ritz crackers. And you're probably thinking, Chad, how are you living life so large? Because I am seven. I am perpetually 7 years old.
No, your taste bud is are seven.
And so I'm super excited about the that. So this is going to be awesome.
Grimace is a taste bud. Yeah. I would never have thought that. Here's the second breaking news from McDonald's. And this might be more disturbing.
I'm here at McDonald's HQ, and I'm going to go check out one of their new burgers. I'm here with Lindsay. Please tell me about the new McPlant burger.
There's a new burger, and it's called the McPlant.
That sounds McGross.
So we have a vegan bun, a mustard, a ketchup, a vegan sandwich sauce.
Vegan sandwich sauce.
That's just, again, anybody?
McGross.
Anyone? McGross.
Onion, pickle, lettuce, tomato.
Tomato.
Vegan cheese.
Oh. Can you just take the plant off of it, and I'll eat the cheese and the onion and the tomato.
And then we have a plant protein patty, which is co-developed with Beyond Meat.
Oh, I love Beyond Meat.
You ever eat a McPlant?
No.
You ever eat one of those Beyond
Now, I did
things?
Try. They brought them in here, right? We had them. They were good. And by the way, if you're thinking to yourself, these are healthy, go look at all the calories. Because it's like, hey, to make them taste like meat. First of all, can we just say something? Why is it that you want to make it look like the thing that you don't want to eat?
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that weird?
It's crazy.
Like, I want it to look like a burger, and the whole thing, too, is to be Jersey. Almost have, like, a bleeding to it.
It's like putting a bougainvillea in your mouth. Nobody wants a plant in your mouth. Nobody wants that crap.
But to make it taste like that, it's like calories are through the roof, but sodium, all of this other stuff is through the roof.
It's not better for you.
No, it's not.
Before we get out of here, I got one last story for you. This is the Exorcist theme.
Yes, it is.
I won't watch this movie.
Well, that's where you and I differ.
Will, and you love horror movies.
I love this. This is my wedding song.
There's a company that says, we'll pay you $1,300
to sit
and watch the scariest movies of all time.
I've seen every one of them like 10 times.
What's the scariest movie you ever saw? Is it The Exorcist?
Scariest movie I ever saw was probably Cats.
Crying out loud.
Remember that movie last year? It was so awful. It was the worst movie ever.
It was horrible.
The Exorcist arguably is the scariest movie. And if you've ever read the book, you know anything about it, it's terrifying. But Paranormal Activity ranks up there as one of the most terrifying movies. Not bad for a $15,000 movie.
Gatos and Chad Show. I'm not watching that one either, man.